how to overcome or change or associative thinking into a thinking which is led by the I, which has a sort of, yeah, what is the I? Is it a center? I think like this. Yeah. Thinking led by the I. The I what sees everything, which is has such a wide horizon. And what I would suggest, and we can only touch it, but if you want to take it up, you can easily practice it. And I will give what is needed, information, I'll write it in the course, in the replay course, where you can find it on Eurythmy for You, to remember what I'm telling you now. And when we had this hallelujah, it's just this big space in which the I lives, which sustains the I, and maybe is the I. And Rudolf Steiner has given one exercise with a therapeutic aspect even, and it consists only of six basic gestures. It's called I think speech. And I would like to give a hint how to connect it with this question. You know, how can I order my thinking from the point of view of the I? Not of my ego or of others. And let's just repeat for those who know it, or do for those for whom it is new, this exercise. And it's very simple. You just stand upright. You feel your uprightness. You breathe. And then just stay connected with your heart. And from there, use your hands. Yeah? The hands which are so connected with the heart forces, to stretch out right and left. And there Steiner gave the concept, I think speech. Then use preferably your right leg for a small, small step to the right, and lift your fingers to the throat. Do not use a mirror, just feel if it's okay. Yeah? You try to find this position. That's the point of the exercise. And then use your left foot for another step to the left side. And the hands, they sink down to where the heart rests on the diaphragm. And this, yeah, supportive quality of the diaphragm and how the heart can rest there, you try to sense with your fingers. You try to feel this relaxation there. Use your right leg for another step to the side. And then just stretch your arms up in a way that they are more or less a prolongation from the legs. And then bring your left foot back a little bit. And let your arms sink, that you have the feeling, if you connect your fingers, they touch your skull from above. Feel how tall you are. Then close the feet. And you can either just bring your hands down and to a parallel gesture, which you slowly bring up. Yeah, forming a big parallel gesture, just a being streamed through. And then let go, use your shoulder blade a little bit, feel again the space behind this being heard, and return to your heart, where this being heard resounds in a way that you hear it. Let your heart react and go down. And breathe. And these six steps, I will put a drawing under the replay on your Rhythm for You. And now I repeat the words Steiner has said, and then I want to do it again with what concept from my daily life could I connect with these thoughts, which could help me to order my thinking. So the first, coming from the heart, the crossing, is I think speech. And already now you can reflect, I think speech can also mean speech is how to express myself. It can also be how do I prepare what I'm going to do. I think what I'm going to do first. And then use the right foot a little bit, because that's more the active one, when you lift your arms to the throat. And then just comes the thought, I speak. And I speak means I express myself. I act from out my heart. And then use the left foot, because that's more the passive one. And let your arms sink in order to relax, to feel how the heart rests, is carried by the diaphragm. And then this thought, I have spoken, you can combine with, okay, I have done something. How does it resound in me? Use your right leg, the active one, to build up this big cross where it says, I seek myself in the spirit. And then think, maybe, what am I going to do to discover myself in my doing? How much is what I'm planning to do related to myself? Use the left foot, pull it a little bit closer, bring the arms down. I feel myself within myself. How much am I connected with myself now? Am I in contact with myself? And then bring your hands down. I am on the way, that's down, on the way, on my path. Then go up to the spirit. And because I'm on the path down there, to the spirit up there, the center of them two is to myself. I feel myself here. That's the gesture. The meeting point of the last gesture, which exactly corresponds with where I have started. And my suggestion is that during the day, you do these six steps and ask yourself those questions in relation to your everyday life. We do it one more time, then you sit down. Because I'm explaining the idea, it takes a little bit of time. If the arms get heavy, do not hesitate to just take them down and restart again from movement to movement, however, and have the feeling that you are not reflecting, that you are not trying to reflect these questions to your head. But in a way, I try to understand this question. I want to feel it with my body. From the heart towards the left and right. What do I prepare today? Are there things which I'm really preparing inwardly? right foot. How does it feel when I do them? When I speak them? And relax. How is it when I'm looking back to them? In my fantasy, maybe I haven't even done them, but I can imagine I would have done them. And how, what do I expect? How it, what will it be like? Then right foot again. What has this thing, what I'm planning to do, what I'm thinking about to do with what I'm striving for, with myself? How is it in some way or the other? It must have to do something with me, also silly things, and I want to understand this connection. Left foot. And then I just try to reflect, am I connected with myself? Or how is my connection with myself in respect to this element of my day? And then I feel my feet, I feel my arms, the sky, I feel my heart. How does it support me on my path? Which part does it play on my way? And then come back and really have your body in mind. And do not necessarily recollect these six questions or six ways of thinking about it. Just feel your body and take along what you have just tried to think with your body, to ask with your body into your everyday life. And see if slowly by slowly it changes something. Your rhythm is trying to learn to think with the body. With the body, it is a very high being. Slowly sit down and relax and take along, yeah, what you felt like. Don't just lose it immediately in order to let the resonance happen. The arms which you had to carry for such a long time, I hope you stopped in between. But what is your inner being responding now? Does it say, yeah? It was nice to be present in such a way. Yes, it makes sense. I want to be integrated in your daily struggle in such moments of reflection. Is the head envious? Or quite content that somebody takes over? How do you feel your legs? Your soul. How much courage do you feel with, yes, this could support me? How anxious are you?